If you don't take responsibility or feel in control about anything in life, what do you do when things go wrong? The choices are now limited to things like complain and whine or pray for an act of God or luck, right? If you're not in control, if things aren't going your way, what choice do you have? You've got very limited choices, and they're all pretty frustrating, in my opinion, okay? To complain is not attractive, whining is not attractive, or praying for an act of God or luck is it's not attractive either because it's not in our control. It's not going to be something that we can rely on according to our goals, right? Regardless of what you believe religiously. Know that you will never achieve anything of value if you do not learn responsibility. That's my belief. Are you an employee or are you a creator of business opportunities? You gotta ask yourself that. The latter must take responsibility to be successful. You must be a creator of business opportunities to be successful if you own a business, okay? If you're simply an employee working for yourself, you're not gonna be all that successful, okay? It depends on your goals, but most likely if you're here, you're not gonna be successful. There's a classic example of this with not taking responsibility, and that's the 2008 economic downturn in banks. Have you ever heard a bank apologize for this without being forced to? How many people who lost their home blamed the banks instead of themselves? They were blaming everyone else too. How many people rely on their mental disorders to not take responsibility for their actions? Now, again, my background psychology, I worked with a bunch of mental health and addictions and other really serious disorders. I'm not making light of these. I'm trying to make a point, okay? How many people rely on mental health disorders and say, I have ADD, or I have OCD, or I'm bipolar, or I have an addiction, or I'm an insomniac, or sorry, I forgot, I'm getting old, or I have seasonal affective disorder, or listen, I'm not saying that any of these are unimportant or non-existent. I'm asking how satisfying is it to have people around you that don't get anything done in life and blame someone or something else for it? Do you have a mental health concern? Fine. What are you going to do about it? That's the question. You have problems, we all have problems. Some are more serious, some are less serious, but we've all got issues. And if you focus only on your issues, if that's where your entire focus is, you are going to be miserable. If you focus instead on what you can do about it, you are going to live a very satisfied life. Most people dread accepting responsibility. We boil when somebody else is late or we're waiting at the doctor's office, yet we can easily pass over the fact that we have been late with our taxes for the last 5 years in a row. What calls have you forgotten to make? When have you reacted poorly to an innocent comment? Taking responsibility for everything that you do, as well as the mistakes of others, is a really useful thing, okay? Take responsibility for everything that you do, as well as the mistakes for others. And know that you can have an influence on others. Taking responsibility is a willingness to be accountable and is a great human characteristic for maturity and adulthood. Many older individuals are not adults. The adult outlook, the mature outlook is, you can depend on me. Rather than I depend on you or I'm independent from you, that's what the adult outlook is. You can depend on me. Not that I'm going to take on everything, that I'm not going to do things for you that you should be doing for yourselves, but you can depend on me. I'm dependable. And maybe I'll word it that way. I am dependable. It is a characteristic of leaders. And you know what? Everyone is a leader in some way, shape, or form. You might be leading children, you might be leading a partner, or you might be leading a team at work, you might be leading. We are all leaders in some way, shape, or form. The most empowering thing you can do is to take responsibility. People tend to get better faster when they take responsibility for their recovery, when people are sick. People tend to be happier. People tend to be healthier. People tend to be wealthier. So the only comment for this short video is focus on yourself. Forget about what others are doing or thinking. Practice not caring what other people think. Wear something you would at home when you go out for a haircut. I mean, be respectful, okay? But wear something you might wear only at home and go for a haircut. Who cares what other people think? Their opinion does not matter. Now, some people might be thinking, oh, well, I that's true for some people, but there's this one person whose opinion does matter because their opinion will have a big influence on whether I do this or not. I go, no, it won't. You make the difference of whether you're going to do something or not. If you're relying on other people to do everything for you, and I'm not talking about completely being completely independent, okay? I'm not saying forget about others. I'm saying if you care about others and that's stopping you from making decisions that work towards your goals, then you need to change your outlook on that. If someone asks your opinion, give it without being apologetic at all. If somebody's asking your opinion, often I'll ask. I get in trouble for this every once in a while. Some people will say, Mark, does this look good on me? And this is what I'll ask. I'll say, do you want my honest opinion or do you want a compliment? And usually people are taken aback then. And I don't say it with any aggression. I don't say it in a mean way. And often I actually think they look pretty good. But I challenge people with this often. And someone will say, I just want a compliment. And I'll go, you know what? You're a fantastic human being. And I'll give them a sincere compliment. Or if they say, I want your honest opinion, I'll probably say after that, know that the way you look, I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm not a professional in this area. Okay? But you've asked for my opinion, so I'll give it. This looks good. Or this doesn't look as good to me. That's what I'll say. And when you do that, you don't have to apologize for it. Another person has asked for your opinion. Practice these in little ways. Practice these in little ways because doing that will help you learn to take responsibility. It's a fascinating thing to see when people start taking responsibility in these areas. Practice these things. That's all for this video. I'm going to get into action steps in the next one. More action steps. These are just little ones to help you along the way, okay?